I had two uncles that played on the team that won those state tournaments at Horse Cape Colored School during that time. And one of the other individuals that played on there was, of course, was Clarence Wilson. Clarence Wilson was a noted globetrotter. And during the summertime, he would get a break. And when he came home during the summer, he was my little league baseball coach for about three seasons. So I knew him and his family extremely well. His family and my family, they all pretty much grew up together down through the years. I remember my dad telling me about Clarence Wilson, his brother Curtis, coming out to the farm. My daddy, they were on a tenant farm out to about 3 miles out of town. And, of course, the kids in town, they love to come to the country to enjoy the country cooking, you know, the fishing and the hunting that they weren't able to do in town. So, you know, so we've all been just been one big happy family down through the years. But they told me about the times, of course, at the times when they played basketball, they practiced outside. They didn't have a gymnasium. They had a practice on the outside until the weather got bad. And then when the weather got bad, they called it the white school, would let them come in and practice in the gymnasium that used to be located in Horse Cave. So that shows you the ties between the blacks and the white down through years. But, you know, my uncle has told me that they went everywhere. About that time, of course, my dad, he went into the military. He was drafted into the military during World War II. So I got more stories from my uncle than I did my dad because my dad wasn't here at the time. But that was a fabulous time. I mean, they beat some teams all over the state of Kentucky. They played up around Frankfort. Of course, back then, they played mainly in a black conference. So it wasn't like it is today. You play your cross-town rivalry or cross-county rivalry, but they had to go to travel to different places to play. And they were very successful where they went, you know, being a victor at the end of the night.
There was two guys that went on to the whole Harlem Globetrotters. Yes. Carl Hellam. And Clarence Wilson.
Clarence Wilson, yes.
And to me, I remember going to see the Harlem Globetrotters when I was a kid, and they were like superstars. So what did you guys think when you had these, you know, guys from your hometown?
Well, I tell you what, Joanna, the time when Clarence took us to see them live, he took us into the dressing room, and we got to meet them close up front. And, I mean, we were just ecstatic to meet those guys. I mean, they were very personable, and you know, they gave us autographs, and I mean, it's something that you only witness once in a lifetime. You know, of course, us being not teenagers, but just growing up, we were about 10, 11 years old. Mm-hmm. I mean, but it's something that you always remember.